The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage is brought to you exclusively by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Pregame coverage begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Winchester, Kansas, as we're getting set for Week 9 football in the state of Kansas. That's going to hang along with us here this evening as the Jefferson County North Chargers are playing host to the Troy Trojans. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer, handling all the tough work back at the Care Studios. Joseph, thanks so much, sir. Tom Counts with you here, fieldside at Riley Field, here at the campus of Jefferson County North, as the team captains have just gotten together in the center of the field and the flip of the coin. Well, it was won by the Chargers, who have elected to defer to the second half. And it will be Troy football to begin things here this evening. Lots of football going on around the area, so I'm going to encourage you to stick around at the conclusion of the ball game for the Friday Night Fever show, where you're going to have Jake and Boz and all the guys bringing in recaps from games around the area, scores from all over, and they're going to kind of set up what's going to be coming up next for many of these teams. Again, this is Week 9 of the season. If you're up in Atchison tonight, you've got the opportunity to go to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where head coach Jim Smith and the Atchison Phoenix are going to be at home, and they will be beginning postseason play hosting Bonner Springs. So we'll wish the Phoenix well this evening. Chargers getting set to kick it away here tonight, and it's going to be Carson McAfee in the thing teed up at the 40-yard line. A duo of return men going to be back deep for Troy. They're going to settle in around their own 15-yard line, and we're about ready to get things underway here this evening. It is perfect late October football weather. Cool, and the low kick is going to bound at the 30-yard line, be picked up by an up man at the 22, brings it straight up the middle of the 30, 40, tripped up, and goes all the way to the 44-yard line. Nice return by Logan Blevins, and Troy's going to have very good field position to begin its initial possession of the evening. First and 10 of their own 44-yard line. kind of getting a little bit of the geography here. We are on the east side of the stands, looking west at a beautiful sunset over here. Crystal clear skies, which belie the forecast of inclement weather for us with Benedictine football tomorrow. But it's a gorgeous night. A little bit breezy. Low 40s is the temperature. Motion man's going to go to the left side and a single man in the backfield for the Trojans and quarterback Gannon Bowe. Bowe's going to pitch it to his running back, tries the left side, spins, twists, tries to get away, but will not. It will be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Back near the 40-yard line, a loss of four as J.C. and float quickly to the football, and there was no room over there for Jackson Hartman. It'll bring up a second down, second right on the 40-yard line, second down at about 14. Troy will send a single man wide each way, fill a slot to both sides, and the quarterback operating out of the pistol with no one to the backfield with him. Now he'll go motion to the left side with Christian Etherton. Quarterback is back. He's sweeping right, looking into a little trouble, reverses his field, hit in the backfield, dropped back at the 25-yard line. Going to lose another 15 yards on that play. And there was just nowhere for Seth Judd to go. Bowe handed him ball as Seth tries to sweep to the right. That was boxed off. Reverses his field, tries to sweep left. That was boxed off. And they're going to give him the benefit to the 28-yard line. So it'll leave Troy looking at a third down, and let's call it 25. Running backs on either side of quarterback Gannon Bowe on this third down and very long. Two to the right. What's the right? The right is the wide side of the field. QB, three-step, drop back, fires one deep, launches it into good coverage, and the ball's going to be caught at the 50-yard line. An outstanding play and a gain of 22 yards, but it will still leave Troy with a fourth down four. So a tremendous pass from Gannon Bowe to Christian Etherton. And Troy, are they going to leave the offense out of the field? The officials, they keep the clock rolling along, and it is going to be nose up to the midfield stripe, fourth down and four. And Troy sends a play in for the far sideline, and head coach Derek Jasper. Coach Jasper, a fixture at Troy. Been there for a long time and has put together a lot of outstanding Trojan football teams. Running back is going to shift out of the backfield, go over to the right side. Quarterback is looking to the left. He's got a man out there, reaches up in the sky, pulls the ball down to the 40, down to the 35, and a 13-yard gain. Troy moves the chains, first and 10, and that is a feat coming back from that second down or that third down and long, long situation to move the ball now to the 35-yard line. And Troy will keep the initial possession of the evening alive and the drive down, first and 10 at the 35. Just a couple of minutes into the ball game, motion will come to the near side. That's going to be Seth Judd. Quarterback's going to reach around, wrap around, hand off, hit into the middle, and trying to pick up some yardage. Jackson Hartman finds it going really, really tough inside. For J.C., you have Ethan Knoll leading the tackle in the middle with Cameron Seaver, and no gain on the play, second and 10 for the Trojans. Troy across the front with Wyatt Whistler and Aiden Rathert, Blake Robinson, Hayden Hegarty, and Devin Masters. Tackle to tackle across the front of the offensive line. Quarterback Gannon Bowes, again, going to have backs on either side of him and send Christian Etherton motion out of the left side. The ball directly in the middle of the field. The quarterback is back, looks right, throws right, got a man open. It's in and out of his hands at the 27-yard line, and it's going to go incomplete. His receiver out there had gotten away from the coverage, but just couldn't quite haul that thing in. It'll bring up now a third and 10. JCN in there. Home uniforms with the forest green jerseys and matching helmets, black pants with white lettering and trim. For Troy, the traveling whites, white jerseys with royal blue helmets, pants, lettering and trim. 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. Troy's taking the opening kickoff, moving it downfield. Now they'll go trips to the left side, two to the right. Everybody out of the backfield. Motion will go to the left. They'll overload Bandit to the left side, and the quarterback, little shovel pass into the middle, but going to get back to the line of scrimmage and no more than that. It's now fourth and 10 for Troy. They had overloaded the left side, and then the little pitch is they try to counter back to the right. The defense in the middle, that front line for J.C. and doing just a fantastic job with R.B. Tweed and Zach Toole, Elijah Huff, and Grant Furman across that front four. That front four did a tremendous job as we were down at Mission Valley watching them last week. And so far tonight, they've not allowed anything in the middle. Fourth down and 10. Back to throw again. It's going to be Bowe. Rolls left. Big chase out of the pocket. steps back, throws a pass to the left side, and it's going to be caught for a first down again. And getting inside the 20-yard line, first and 10, Troy. The pressure in the backfield was absolutely intense, but Braden Williams just couldn't quite catch Gannon Bowe. Bowe was able to elude him long enough to get that pass away. And they're going to spot this thing down inside the 20-yard line of Troy, moving the ball down at the Charger 18, first and 10. We're at the 8-minute mark of the opening quarter. And Troy has done a great job of not only keeping the drive alive, but keeping their offense on the field and the ball away from Jeff North. Again, they go motion to the left side. Quarterback is going to cut to the right. He's got blocking 20-15. He's going to go to the end zone. Touchdown! Troy Trojans, Gannon Bowe will go in. They're going to call it from 19 yards out. And Troy has taken the opening kickoff, marched that thing downfield, and have taken a lead at 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. What a nice run. And that was a great play call because JCN was thinking something else. And Gannon Bowe went again across the green to his right and into the end zone now. It'll be Troy looking at the two-point conversion. Bowe with a little motion in the backfield, and there's the penalty marker. The running back flinched just a little bit before the snap. And so they will be penalized for that. And we'll move that PAT back now to the 8-yard line. Once again, they're going to have trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Big running back in the backfield. Tucker Jarrett. QB's back, looks right, lofts one, gets some air under the ball, and over the shoulder catch is made. The 2-point conversion successful. And Troy has leaped out to an early lead in a ball game. We got a timeout on the field at 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is Troy 8, JCN coming up.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Well, the Troy Trojans with a statement possession to start the game has jumped out to an 8-0 lead. And the ensuing kickoff, that is high in over end, but not terribly deep. It's going to drop to the 15-yard line, and here comes the return straight up the middle of the 20. Penalty markers are going to sail, and a nice return is going to be brought back across the 40-yard line. With that return for JCN goes Connor Kearns, but there was an illegal block back around the 15, 20-yard line somewhere back in there, and it's going to the block of the back is going to take that nice return away, and JCN will begin his first field position or first possession with poor field position here in the opening quarter. Tell you what, not only, don't you love this time of the year? Because not only is there high school football tonight, we've got Benedictine football here on Care Radio Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock game at Baker, but then Monday night, oh, why not? College basketball, huh? So we got that to look forward to. The Benedictine Lady Ravens playing. We'll have that game Monday night, 7 o'clock. So Troy, after the penalty is assessed, is going to have it back at their own 9-yard line. Getting all it down. They're going to move it. They're going to say, no, not the 9. Let's go to the 10. So there we go. 10-yard line. And here comes the first offensive play of the evening for JCN. Quarterback Grady Knoll is going to be chased and hit. He'll dive forward, getting across the line of scrimmage as there's some serious downfield blocking going on. He's going to pick up a couple of yards and make it a second down to 7. Chargers just trying to maybe get that first play and get that ball a little bit further away from the end zone. Jeff North going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. Nice crowd. Not SRO, but nice crowd here this evening, braving the chilly late October evening. And again, you got Grady Noel with the man motioning to the left side and another penalty marker. Sales and an illegal procedure on that motion. It's going to go against JC. And so the Chargers, a little bit of a shaky start. Penalties in two of their first three plays of the ball game. They're going to be pushed back again inside the 10-yard line. And Coach Snyder says, I've seen enough of that, and we're going to take a timeout. We're going to discuss some things. And you can imagine it'll be an interesting huddle down there as we take a timeout, Joseph. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter from Winchester, Kansas. It's Troy 8, Jeff North nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, coming out of the timeout, we'll see what Coach Snyder has instilled in these young men with a little information. Handoff is going to go to the left side, getting back across the 10-yard line and spinning his way to around the 13. Picking up about 5 yards is going to be Ethan Noel. Bring up a third down and about five here for Jefferson County North. Get the Chargers with a tremendously, tremendously successful season coming into the ballgame here tonight at a 7-1, and wide to the right side for JC. And Cameron Seaver is going to be over there. He's got single coverage over the top provided by Gannon Bow. Single and also wide to the left side. Motion is going to come to the right, and the quarterback will keep it himself. Duck into the right side, ride the wave, lean forward, but not have enough to pick up a first down. And JCN is going to be 3 and out on their first possession of the game. 4th down and 1. And I say that assuming that from their own 19-yard line, they're probably going to be punting this football away. A couple of guys shuffling in and out. You're going to see Will Elias going back into punt formation. He'll be settling in around the 5-yard line. A duo of return guys go back, and here's the kick. It's a nice one away from the return, bounding at the 40. Takes a JC and bounce across midfield, and it's going to roll down to the 47-yard line. So for Troy, their second possession of the game is going to begin with some pretty nice field position. First and 10 at their own 47-yard line. And this is a point in time when usually Gus and I talk a little bit about ball control and keeping it away from the opponent. And with the kind of time that you're seeing elapse here, you're going to suspect that JC is going to have, what, 7 possessions tonight in the ballgame, 8 as a maximum. And you're going to want to take advantage of those because TikTok, one of them is already gone, and they trail 8-0. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. And again, you expect Troy to look to run that ball. But when they needed the yards, they were able to throw it successfully. So we'll see how this goes. Quarterback's going to keep it. Boots to the left side on the run option. He's going to get across the 45, take it across the 50, and pick up half a dozen or more. Pushed out of bounds into the far sideline, into the Troy sideline, which is across the way from us, right in front of their visitor stands and all of their support group over there. Going to be a gain of a half a dozen. 2nd down 4. The ball now at the Jeff North 48-yard line. And if you're Troy, you can imagine you're in no hurry. You just like to keep grinding this thing out and moving the ball to the north. They are going to shift a single man over to the left side. Now, here's that handoff running into the middle, and that's where the JCN defense is the toughest. Chargers giving up nothing in the middle. That's Braden Williams coming up with the tackle in there for Coach Snyder. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 5. They're going to mark this as a loss of probably a yard or so. And so far tonight, we have seen Troy decide to throw the ball on these 3rd down and longer, let's call them, not necessarily really long, but certainly longer situations, 3rd down 5. We go inside 5 to play here in the opening quarter. Charger fans, you'll hear him in the background. Trying to inspire their team. Quarterback with a 3-step drop. Rolls right. Looks downfield. Has no one. It's going to be hit. Swarmed and dropped inside his own 45-yard line. It's going to be the loss of nearly 10. Gannon Bow looking downfield. Had some time, but the secondary coverage was very, very good. No one opened downfield. And Troy is going to be forced to punt the ball away on their second possession of the night. Chargers are going to bring Connor Kearns back for the return. I think it's going to be Will is back with him. High snap, but pulled down nicely. The kick away at the 35 and rolling to the 30 and going to be down on the 25-yard line. So for JCN, didn't lose really any yardage in that exchange of the football. As we go to 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and Troy leading here tonight, 8-0. Charger fans kind of bundled up down here. The Pep Band has been doing a good job. Had one of the best national anthems I've heard in a while. That was really outstanding. Gotta love that. Here comes Jeff North. Receivers too wide to the left. A little bit of a wing to the left side as well. Single running back in the backfield. And the pitch is going to go to Ethan. Noel will try the left side. He is hit. He is stood up by Blake Robinson. And a big senior defensive end pushes him back, and there's going to be a loss of a couple of yards on the play. The Troy defense coming up very big here in the early part of the game. Loss of about, I'm going to call that long two, second down and 13. JC and pushed back to his own 22-yard line. Last week, we watched them JC and move the ball pretty much at will against Mission Valley, but that has not been the case in the opening quarter here this evening. Snap back, quarterback back to throw, fires one over the middle, and threads the needle. What a pass by Grady Noll to Cameron Seaver. That was a great pass and a catch that's difficult to make with defenders on either side of him. Excellent concentration. The ball is going to be advanced to the 40-yard line, first and 10 for Jeff North. That was a very difficult pass and very well thrown. A little bit either side of it would have been catastrophic, but he put it right on the mark. And as we're inside three to go in the opening quarter, JCN with the ball up to their own 40-yard line, first down. Again, quarterback will start to the right side, not cut to the left, take it up the middle and across the 40-yard line, picks up 4 yards. So give Grady Noll four, just kind of off right guard. As he starts to sprint to the outside, saw an opening, planted that foot, cut back into the middle. And it's second down and a half dozen for Jefferson County North. Head coach Schneider walks, not as far as the numbers, but halfway to them as he gets the play into his offense. And they fully huddle up, take their time, and come back out over the football. But the first quarter moving briskly, now down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Running back to the left side of Grady. Handoff is going to go to Connor Kearns. He will angle to the right side, break it across the 45-yard line, and get it all the way up to the 48, where it'll leave the Chargers with a third down short, third down and a couple of yards to go. And for JCN, really being able to establish a running game is probably paramount right now. Certainly they've had some success throwing the ball downfield, but you know they want to establish the ability to run the ball. We have not seen Ethan will break off a big run like we've seen so many times during the course of this season. I suspect Charger fans feel like he's probably about due for that. Running backs on either side. Gray's going to keep it himself. Coach left, picks up the first down, gets across the 50-yard line, and a penalty marker sails. And I got to tell you, a little bit of concern for me is Grady Knowles carrying that ball around in that left hand, kind of like a loaf of bread out there. It was precarious. But he held on to it, but the marker down, and we'll see as it came down in the defensive backfield. It was a holding, it was well downfield leading that run, and that's what it's going to be. Preliminary indication is going to be holding against Jefferson County North, and if they will assess this from the point of infraction, which is going to be just inside the 40-yard line, that's still enough for a first down, right? Yeah, that was an interesting mark-off because I thought it was going to be the 48 on the other side, but they took it to the 48 on the JCN side. And that brings them right back to a third down and a couple. Now the officials are talking this over again. I'm thinking they're going to reassess this a little bit. I don't know. Now he's calling them the lead official. The umpire's calling him away a little bit from everybody. And we're gonna huddle up down here. And here we go. They're gonna say, that's good enough. Just leave it there. Third down and a long yard around the 49-yard line. 1:25 to go. All that time they were talking over clock runs, and all that time Grady Knoll, the Jeff North quarterback, is over here talking to Coach Schneider. So they use that, I'm sure, very wisely as they send this third down and short play in. Connor Kearns is wide to the right side. QB's going to keep it. He's not going to get there. Matter of fact, maybe doesn't get to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be very, very close to it. So Grady Knoll with no gain of the play. It is now a fourth and a yard. And this close to midfield, I cannot imagine the Chargers would not go for it here inside the last minute of the opening quarter, where they're still trying to establish some offensive continuity. They have not had any so far here this evening, and not moved the ball a lot. This is only their second possession of the contest, and very well could be the last play of the opening quarter here. A little note to you, Joseph. This might be the final one. Fourth down. Quarterback's going to keep it. Goes left, and he is going to be short. He does not reach the midfield mark. The Troy defense jubilant, as well they should be, as they stood Grady up. And when that happens, if the momentum is lost, the angle that you got to drive into the middle is lost. They got him stood up, and it is going to be first down Troy just across midfield in JCN territory. So the Troy Trojan defense holds, and the Chargers will have to bring their defense back out there. Troy with an 8-0 lead, and this is going to be the last play of the opening quarter. Quarterback Gannon Bow. Again, we'll send a man motion to the left side, drops back to throw, being chased out of the pocket, running for his life, gets the pass away, and it's batted twice, and incomplete. And I'm going to tell you what, there was intense pressure put on by Elijah Huff, man. He was chasing Gannon Bowe and hot on his heels. The incompletion will stop the clock at 13 seconds left here in the first. And I'll tell you, Elijah Huff, he got through there in some kind of a hurry. And Gannon Bowe was smart to get rid of the football, but threw it in a little bit of a risky kind of an area as JC got a hand on it, but unable to pick it off. Second down, 10. Again, they'll go trips right now, motion left, so five players in a pattern. Bowe's back to throw. Little tunnel screen to the 50-45, to the 40-35, and down to the 34-yard line. The catch and carry by Logan Blevins as the Chargers defense again gives up some yardage to the passing game of Troy. And it's going to bring up a first and 10 as the opening quarter is done. Joseph, we got a timeout on the field. We're in Winchester, Kansas, Riley Field after one. Troy 8, Jeff North scoreless.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Welcome back again here to Winchester, Kansas. We're set to go to the second quarter of tonight's high school football game here on CARE Radio. Good to have you along with us as Troy has come in, and I think that it's not unfair to say has kind of stunned the JCN crowd a little bit. I think the Chargers anticipated, a very good game, but I don't think they anticipated going to the second quarter down a touchdown. Here we go. Troy with the 8-0 lead, with the football, and our first and 10. At the JCN 34-yard line. Bowe is going to put Jackson Hartman motion to the right. QB's back, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to throw late, and it's going to be short of Christian Etherton and incomplete down around the 30-yard line. That was a nice job by Gannon Bowe. He found himself under a little pressure, and it's kind of a lost art. You don't see quarterbacks. You see them want to run. You see them, they want to boot, they want to RPO, but instead he stepped up in the pocket and found his receiver, but with a bit of a hasty throw, threw it into the ground just short of him, and it'll bring up a second down 10 call. Troy at the Charger 34-yard line with an 8-0 lead. And again, they'll go trips short side. Hartman, the running back, in the backfield. Quarterback straight back, looks right, throws right, and way overthrows Logan Blevins. Now, Logan Blevins is not the tallest receiver out there. Quarterback Gannon Bowe is 6 foot tall, but Logan Blevins checking in at about 5 foot, 970-pound junior wideout. And he's going to have to bring that pass down a little bit if they're going to use him to catch that ball. The other wide receiver, Seth Judd, on the other side, he's a 5 foot, 854-pound senior, so not real tall at the wideout. You get to Alex Deshaun and Christian Etherton, 6 foot and 6'1". Here we go on the third down, 10 for Troy. They've gone to the error previously on this situation. They're going to do it again. Throwing deep, he's got his man open, and the ball's tipped, and incomplete. A defender had it, the receiver had it, and then when he lost it, nearly picked off again, but ultimately on the ground, and now it is fourth down for Troy. And both Bowe and Hartman walk over to the far sideline and have a quick word with Derek Jasper, their head coach. And Troy will leave their offense on the field on a fourth down 10 in charge of territory at the 34. A lot of games around the area already completed. That's because they went on last night. There were a number of games. Thursday night played. Motion to the middle and then back to the right side. Quarterback with a very deep drop. Now looks over the middle and into traffic. It's going to be picked off at the 25. Coming to the right side, it's the 30. Ethan will have it at the 35. Hit, drags the defender through the 40, pulls away from him across midfield and into Troy territory at the 49-yard line. The interception and return by Ethan Knoll, the senior, who at that point in defensive back, now he's going to be in at the running back spot. And perhaps for the Chargers, that's the spark play that they were looking for. And for Troy, you know, you're fourth down, you're well into your opponent's territory. That was not a bad call, but Ethan Knoll just made a spectacular play on the football. And then made a very strong return. First and 10. Not every defensive back has the running skills that Ethan Knoll is going to bring to that, and he made the most of them. At the Trojan 49-yard line, handoff is going to go to Ethan. He slow walks it in the middle. That's the blocking development in front of him. Takes it inside. That's 45. Down to the 40. Very close to it. It's going to have a first down. Down to the 38-yard line. So Ethan Knoll rumbles for 11 yards. And it's another JC in first and 10. Chargers bringing in the play from the near side with Eli Weiser. First and 10. Jefferson County North. Chargers going left to right here in the second quarter with 11-11 to go in the half, trailing 8-0. Leading them up to the center is going to be R.B. Tweed. First and 10 call, two to the left. Quarterback will keep it himself. Start left, cut right, 35, down to the 30, and very close to another first and 10. And it was a nice run by Grady, and they're going to say, oh, maybe a half yard short. And this is my favorite call. Favorite play call. Second down and very, very short. There's nothing you can't run on this play. And if it doesn't work, you still got third and really short. So it's kind of a win-win deal here. Receivers either way. Oh, a little misdirection. 30, 25, 20. Cutting to the middle of the 15. Back to the left to the 10. Breaking a tackle down to the 5-yard line it goes. What a nice run by Connor Kearns. And Grady Knoll, even though that pass was about half a yard to the guy cutting across in front of him, that will go as a pass completion. But then again, it won't, because the penalty marker back at the line of scrimmage is going to bring this thing back. The marker on the ground at the 35-yard line and they're going to march this thing back to just inside the 40 as JCN is called for a hold on the play. 10:15 to go in the opening half. Chargers were moving the football, but they've been penalized more than usual already this evening. I'm thinking just right off the top, that was the fourth penalty maybe committed by the Chargers tonight. I'm not sure I remember one by Troy yet. Back to throw. Here goes Grady over the middle and out of reach. He was looking downfield, but couldn't quite get it to Cameron Seaver. Cameron stretched out, leaned forward as far as he could, but couldn't get a fingertip on the football. It's going to make up a third down, 11. Tempo of the game slowed a little bit. The clock has slowed a lot. A lot of passes, a lot of incomplete passes, a lot of penalties, all these things stopping a play. Third down, 11 from just inside the Troy 40-yard line. Very long count for Grady Noel, who's back to throw, fires a bullet over the middle, and it's a little behind his intended receiver, who spun around and nearly able to haul it in, but then Calvin Manville was hit, the ball was dislodged, and it will go as an incomplete pass, and now bring up a fourth and 11. The pass from Grady was just a little behind him, but Calvin, with a really athletic move, turned and kind of rotated, was able to haul that in until the defender hits him, and the ball comes free. Fourth down and 11. Wide to the right side, Cameron Seaver. Grady straight back to throw, looks right, then throws left, running back in trouble. And cutting him all the way across the field is going to be Ethan. More penalties. One, two. Ethan Noll is going to stretch this thing out, but be very much short of the first down. A Troy player shaken up a little bit, and markers litter the field. You know, Troy player's up on his feet, and the official says, you know what, just walk over there and let him give you a little look-see, make sure that everything is okay. And it is going to be an illegal block by JCN. And if they've got the option, one would anticipate Troy saying they're not interested in that penalty. There we go. They will decline that penalty. And the Chargers now looking at the fourth down and 11. It was fourth down. They haven't moved the sticks. You're right. That was fourth down. So it should be. Isn't that going to be Troy first down? 9.5 minutes to go in the opening half. And now the officials, again, as they have earlier in the game, getting together out on the field and trying to establish what it is. That play penalty is declined, and it is first down, Troy. So there we go. Trojan football, first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Oh, they're going to mark it back to the 34-yard line from the end of that run. Yeah, you're going to get credit for the run. Since it was not enough for the first down, it'll be spotted down there. Here comes the Troy offense in front, 8-0 on that Gannon's bow 19-yard run on the first possession of the game. And Gannon bow back in to run the ball. Club over to the backfield with him. He'll throw it over to the right side. It's going to be caught at the 35 to the 40 across midfield. Race it down the right side, taking it up the hash marks to the 40, down to the 30, to the 20, tripped by the toenails, and he's going to be down at the 1 yard line. I will tell you what, a headlong dive that just did catch the edge of Seth Judd's shoes. And he stumbles down just short of the goal line. It is first and goal, Troy. And I'll tell you what, Seth Judd showed absolutely dazzling speed as he took that thing down the right sideline. It is first and goal to Troy. Races out and gets up over the football. They will spot this down, saying that he had gone down to the 4. So we're going to call this from the 4-yard line. Motion will come to the right side. Bo will give it off to his running back. Powers his way down close to the goal line. Stretches it out. They're going to say it is second down and short as Jackson Hartman reaches and leans in. He is a big guy. He's as big a running back as you're going to see at this level. At 6'3", 204 pounds. It is second and goal. And we will have to call it a yard away. Troy threatening. Looking to go up by 2 scores. Receivers, two to the left, two to the right. Again, you've got the big guy in the backfield, Hartman, who will take the handoff, walk into the end zone, and Troy scores again at 8:29 to go in the opening half, pushing their lead down to 14 to nothing. That was an absolutely stunning drive set up on the by the very long run from Seth Judd. And again, you'll see Troy coming out as they did after their first score, come out looking for the two-point conversion. Last time, it was a pass from Bo to Blevins. We'll see what they like to do here. They got a different running back in the backfield. They're going to have Judd in the backfield. So motion first to the right, and then turn around and go back to the left. Quarterback's back, flares it over, and now they're going to go with a little hook and ladder in for the score. What a play! And you save these things up all year. You got a big old thick playbook. You go to week 9, you haven't used half of them yet. They pulled one out there and have increased their lead. We're taking a timeout. Jones up at 8:29 to go in the opening half. Now, Troy, 16, JC in nothing.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Back with us here in Winchester, Kansas, as Troy has taken a 16-0 lead over JCN. The subsequent kickoff is away. It bounces at the 5-yard line and rolls out of the end zone for the touchback. An updated score for you from Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison at the end of the opening quarter. It is Atchison in front of Bonner Springs, 21-0. So there's that. As Coach Smith's team looking to complete the perfect regular season. Coming into the game today at 8-0. Here we go. Jefferson County North bringing their offense out of the field in for the Chargers, needing something good to happen for them. Troy has been outstanding here tonight. Quarterback Grady Knowles is going to keep the ball himself, skirt around the left side, get back across the line of scrimmage and advance this thing to around the 25-yard line. So giving him 5 yards on a first down carry, second and five for JCN. You've got for Troy defensively up front, you've got Lane Hall, 6'1", 163, Wyatt Whistler, 6'3", 190. Ty Horner, the freshman, 5'9 and 180, and the other defensive end at 5'8, 179, it's senior Hayden Hagerty. Second down, 5 for the Chargers. Single receiver to the near side, single to the far side. Wing right, quarterback's going to hand off, and power running for the first down, just kind of putting his shoulder down, and straight ahead goes Connor Kearns across the 30. They'll advance the chains at the 31-yard line, first and 10, Jefferson County North. Now JCN not going to the huddling offense. They're quickly back up over the football and quickly racing up to the line of scrimmage. 7.5 to go in the half. Here's the handoff, and look out at the 40-50. There's no one catching him at the 40-30, at the 25, and now cutting back across the field, and they do. A couple of defenders get downfield. First for Troy, Cole Jensen, and then Sawyer Ashburn comes over to make the tackle, and what I thought was going to be a long, long run for Connor Kearns was, but it was not a touchdown run. He's taking the ball down inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. JCN, biggest play of the night. They're first and 10 at the Trojan 17. And again, very quickly, they're going to come back up over the football, and Eli Weiser goes wide left, starts to come back to the middle, and they say no. Way out there, Eli, way out on the numbers on the far side. Motion will go to the left side. That's going to be Kearns. Quarterback is going to take the snap down to the shoelaces. Penalty marker sail, and this is going to come back. And another JCN penalty is going to stop another gain. We'll wait for him to get this thing sorted out. The line judge on the near side, which is, the, from our perspective, the JCN side. And it's going to be a little illegal shift, I think, with the motion that I see him give me to Coach Jasper to see if he wants to take that penalty or not. And that's going to be the call. And it is going to be marched off against Jefferson County North back to the 21-yard line. I got a first down, and I think we're going to call it 15, even though it doesn't quite look 15-ish from where we're at here. Chargers are going to come wide to the right side, wide to the left again. You've got Weiser in the game to the left side. Well, Elias to the right, and another JCN penalty. And these are not what you expect as week 9 penalties for these teams. Did the defense go off? Okay. Yep, there we go. They're going to march it to the north. And so JCN picking up yards on a penalty this time. And that, I talked about this earlier. I'm not sure that's not the first Troy penalty of the night. So the ball's going to be settled into the 17-yard line. And back to a first and 10 goes Jeff North. 6:20 to go in the half. Grady takes it and will hand it over to Ethan. Cuts back to the right, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Ethan Knoll scores, and JCN is on the board. A 17-yard run for Ethan Knoll. And at 6:12 to play in the half, JCN has gotten their first points of the game. It is now 16-6, and the Chargers, as they do, will be going for two here. Two is really important now because your opponent has scored both of their two-point conversions. So to remain within a touchdown, JCN needs to capitalize the handoff to Ethan, and he carries a couple of defenders on his back and into the end zone, and we're going to take a timeout. The Chargers are on the board at 6:12 to go in the opening half. It is Troy 16, Jeff North 8.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Good to have you back with us here at Riley Field. Here on the Jefferson County North campus in Winchester, Kansas, where the Chargers have just gotten their first point to the game on the board and have cut the Troy lead in half. Trojans with a duel of return men subbing in, and they've moved up from the initial kickoff of the ball game, which they took at the start of the game. So JCN will get the ball to begin the second half. And they've moved back up to the 20-yard line. This kick is away, end over end, and it'll be taken at the 20 on the right side. Cutting back across to the 25, hit, spun around, and down just beyond the 30-yard line. Nice coverage by JCN by freshman Merrick Knoll. We got to see Merrick play quite a bit in the game last Friday night. Freshman got I think he got two touchdowns, as I recall. So getting a little PT out here tonight on special teams for Troy. It'll be first and 10 to their own 31-yard line. Troy has been efficient with the football. Again, scoring, but also utilizing a lot of time. And now we're going to have four receivers spread out wide to the right side. The pass to the rearmost one of them, using the three in front as a blocking trio. And the advance of the ball about 7 yards to run the 37, 38-yard line. It'll bring up a second down. You got to remember on those plays, if you're a defensive player, you don't really have to guard all of those guys because you've got a lineman who's uncovered out there who is not an eligible receiver. So you really, even though there are four guys spread out there, you really only have three eligible receivers to be wary of. Second down, and they're going to mark him back at the 37-yard line. So let's call it a second down four. A little over 5 minutes to go in the opening half. It is 16-8 Troy, the visitors in front, and they're in control of the football. They'll swing a man over to the left side, the ball on the right hash mark, quarterback straight back, drop, looks left, has a man in. It is picked off again, and then dropped. It was picked off for a moment by Calvin Manville, and then the receiver turned defender, Christian Etherton, was able to knock the ball out of his arms, and Troy, that was a good play for Troy to save this possession. Troy's going to be looking now at a third down. Trojans take a long look at head coach Jasper as a play. Will come in, and wide to the left for the Trojans is going to be Etherton, the senior wideout. Trojan running back Jackson Hartman is on the right hand of quarterback Gannon Bowe. Bowe, three steps, four steps, five steps, deep drop, sets up the screen, and JCN saw that coming. Catching the ball is Hartman, and then with that tall 6'3 frame, stretches it out, trying to get it to the first down marker, but give me down to the 39-yard line where it'll bring up fourth down and a yard. It's a full yard. It's probably like 44 inches or something. I mean, it's a big yard, and they're going to go for it. Troy looking to draw the defense off. Now they'll set a man in motion, the hard count, and now the running back moves. And so fourth and one becomes fourth and six. So the Trojans did not trick JC in, but may have tricked the running back a little bit. And the question now is whether they're going to punt or not, probably a little bit clearer as the clock continues to roll as we go inside 4.5 minutes of play in the half. JCN likely will get one more possession, this upcoming possession here before intermission, with an opportunity to tie. The snap back, helmet high, it's a good one, and the kick is away. It is very high, almost out of the lights. Fair catch called for, made, dropped, and covered back up again down there. Nicely done by Logan, or rather, excuse me, nicely done down there by Will Elias. And JCN maintaining possession of the football is going to take over first and 10. Just over 4 minutes to go in the half. It is a one-score game at 16-8 Troy. Spot that ball down. Yeah, I'd say it's a 23-yard line. We've been back and forth, the old thing that you hear, playing it between the 20s. Well, that's kind of what we've done here tonight. The times that the teams have gotten inside the 20s, they didn't linger around the 20. They were down inside the 10 or all the way to goal line or inside the 5. I mean, they were off long runs. There have not been any grinded out possessions all the way down the field. There have been some big strikes mixed in. Here comes Grady Noll in the JCN offense and a handoff to Connor Kearns, and he will knife his way up to around the 30-yard line. And you look at the guy who's in front of him, and you love to give the offensive lineman the credit that they earn. And how about Grant Furman, the lead block on that play? Gain of 7. This time the handoff is a very similar play, picking up a first down and hurdling one defender, then being met as he gets back to the ground. But picking up a Jeff North first down, and again carrying the ball, Connor Kearns. Last week we grew very accustomed to seeing Ethan Noll carrying the ball and Connor carrying a sub, but I just kind of get a vibe that Connor's had a lion's share of carries here tonight. He's really touched the ball a lot and has had a good evening. First and 10, Jeff North at their own 37-yard line. Again, they'll go wide to the right side with one, wide to the left side with the other. Seaver and Elias, the two wideouts, wing to the left, and here's the handoff. This is going to be Ethan, and he is bear-hugged and just pulled it to the ground. That was a nice defensive play as tackling Ethan Noll. Never easy. And just trying to overpower him like that by just wrapping your arms around him and falling down with him, that's even tougher. And that was a very, very good defensive play by Troy. Second down, 8 for JCN. And the Chargers, they seem, unflappable. They are very patient, very willing to just take their time with this possession. Up at their own 39-yard line. Coming to the right side is going to be Manville. Quarterback is back, directing a little traffic, tells Manville to go downfield, and the pass is going to be a little bit short. They're going to call a pass interference. Calvin Manville was going downfield, and as quarterback Grady Noel rolled to the right, he was like pointing, Calvin, to start running, baby. Get down the field. I'll throw it to you. And when he did, I got to tell you, the pass was a little bit short, and the defensive back just kind of got in the way a little bit, did not allow Calvin to come back to the ball, and they're going to call a pass interference on that play, and that's a tough, tough break for the coverage guy for Troy. He just kind of got caught up in that thing. I don't know. I'm not sure just what else he was supposed to do down there. He was kind of trapped. And now the officials are having, again, for the third time tonight, a big meeting, all five of them out together in the center of the field. After the game tonight, we're going to have Friday Night Fever. There's a pass interference call against Troy. Friday Night Fever coming your way here on Care Radio. So stick around. You've got Jake, Boz, and the gang going to be in there to update you on all these scores going on from the games being played this evening. Tomorrow, join Gus and me from Baldwin City, Kansas. It'll be Benedict and at Baker. Ravens going to game 9 of the year. First and 10 after the penalty is assessed across midfield. Grady's going to keep it himself. Puts a hand on the back of his lead blocker. Follows him across the 45-yard line and down to the 40. He goes picking up about 8 yards on that carry into the left side. And it is quickly going to make a second down and racing back out there for JC and Zach Tools. He says, hey, coach says, don't huddle it up, guys. Here's a play. Look at the wristband. Let's get right back up over the football. Second down. Rolling right, Grady. Once the throw does it, cuts back across to the left side. Gets the first down to the 35, down to the 32-yard line. That is going to be about an 8-yard carry for our senior run quarterback, Grady Noel. And now JCN playing with some urgency as we go inside 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Grady Noel. Ethan Noel on his right side. Connor Currens on the left. Motion to the right side is going to be Manville. Grady's back, looking to throw, and then throws one nearly picked off. We have a penalty marker down at the 30-yard line, and you got to suppose that's going to be another hold in the middle of all of this. And we have seen, it just feels like, a lot of penalties in the game here tonight. We're down to about a minute and a half to go in the first half. This is going to, again, look over Coach Jasper and say, hey, it's a hold on the other team. Do you want to take that penalty? And I could have helped him with that. I knew the answer to that one. I don't know the answer very often, but I know the answer to this one, and that is move the football back. And with a minute 38 to go in the half, KCN trailing by 8 is going to be looking at a first down and 19, 20 yards to go, 19 probably. It's a 41-yard line of Troy. Grady Noel walks back from the near side, goes to the huddle, sending both Cameron Siever and Will Elias to the left side. Now you got Ethan Noel wide to the near side, also Connor Currens wide to the near side, quarterback's back, looks left, looks right again. Now it passes over the middle and crossing in the center, Ethan Noel. The pass was maybe just a little off his shoulder. The defender was right there to make sure he did not make the catch, and the Chargers now look at a second down. And long. Second down, and I think it's supposed to be 20, maybe it looks 19-ish, but still outside the Troy 40-yard line. Clock's at a minute and a half to go in the half. Troy enjoys a touchdown lead at 16-8. You got a 5-man defensive front up there for Troy. Basic kind of a 52 kind of a defense. A little sidearm pass, and it's going to be caught. And Ethan kind of juggled it for a moment, is able to haul it in, but I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage. And if he did, he certainly did not extend beyond that. And you got a JCN lineman who comes up a little bit gimpy. And he is not going to let Coach see that, I don't think. He's going to quickly go back out over the football. And now we're going to get a Charger timeout. Tell them, let's do it. We're taking a break. 62 seconds to go in the opening half in Winchester. It's Troy, 16, Jeff North, 8.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. We're ready to get back to action. JC and taking that time out. Minute two to play here in the first half. 40-degree night, but did not deter a lot of fans. Some of them who came in short pants tonight. I mean, those are the hardy, tough fans. Tell you what. See what the Chargers have got up their sleeve here. As everybody goes out, and only man in the backfield is Grady Noll, takes a long snap, and he throws one deep, and we're going to have a holding call back there, and the ball nearly intercepted, goes incomplete, and you got a hold right back by the quarterback and right in front of the official. I mean, there's not a lot of concealing that one, and the Chargers are going to cost themselves even more penalty yardage here in the first half. 55 seconds left before intermission. So a third and 20. It's going to go to third and, let's see if that's going to be a spot kind of a foul. Maybe so. Let's see where they're going to put that thing down. Around, somewhere around midfield. Okay, they're going to bring that thing back. Trying to figure out where they were spotting it from. 5, 10. We've had a hard time with the numbers out here tonight. But that's pretty close. They got it 47. Oh, we're going to, here we go. Yeah, okay, that'll be all right, too. At any rate, it's third down and a really long way to go. Yeah, 27, 28, 9, something like that. And going to be a little quarterback keeper. Grady Noll goes to the right side, and he's going to run out of bounds inside the 40-yard line, getting out of here and stopping the clock at 49 seconds to play. And now the Chargers will have a fourth down. And I see what Grady did. I mean, he was not able to make the what you would call fourth and manageable, but it's fourth and a lot better than it was. And so your options become a little more wide. So from the 39-yard line of Troy, Jeff North looks at a fourth down and 17. Got to get this thing down around the 22-yard line. Again, Ethan Noll is going to be the wide out to the near side. He's been a favorite target, but quarterback is looking over the middle, going downfield. He's got his man, and a leaping catch made at the 5, stumbling into the end zone. Touchdown, Jefferson County North. And on a 4th and 17, a spectacular catch downfield. Was that Willie Elias who done that? Yeah. And the Chargers go into the end zone. And they're a 2-point conversion away from tying this thing up. Was that Cameron? Okay, that was Cameron Siever with that catch. What a nice play for chasing in. And I would give you that receiver credit. Siever stretched out, was able to pull it in. And then all that momentum running full tilt downfield, he just kind of stumbled his way into the end zone. The 2-point conversion run and another penalty and another penalty. Markers have just spoiled this first half for a run. Both teams and more JC and the Troy this first half because the Chargers have been penalized so many yards. This time the penalty is going to go against Troy. And the two-point conversion attempt, I think it's going to be run again. And we'll take this down to about a yard and a half out, and Jason will get another shot at it. We've had an awful lot of penalties in this game here tonight. 41 seconds to go in the half. Now, JCN, the last time they were down here, put the ball into the hands of Ethan Knoll, not only for the touchdown, but for the two-point conversion. Ethan's a pretty likely candidate to handle it again, and he's on the right side of Grady Knoll. Grady's going to keep it, follows his blocking, and walks into the end zone. The two-point conversion successful, and we are tied up. Taking a break, Joseph, with the 41 seconds left to go in the half. Jeff North, Troy, we're tied at 16.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison, or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Very good. Thank you. JCN getting set to kick it away. This game, I see a massive swing. We saw Troy jump out to a 16-0 lead. We've seen JCN battle back to tie it up. And now the kick away, and it's rolling around, and somebody better jump on the football. And finally, a short man for Troy covers it up around the 32 maybe yard line, and Trojans are going to have it with 38 seconds left before halftime. So a 16-point swing one way and a 16-point swing the other way, and we're deadlocked. And now the question is, how will Coach Jasper play this? Is he going to just say, you know what, I'm going to go in, or is he going to just make a noise? Oh, we'll shut that off. It's listening to me, and I hate that. Let's see how aggressively Troy approaches this. Here's going to be a handoff to the running back, and it'll be Jackson Hartman kicking it over to the right side. Get up around the 40-yard line. He'll pick up about 8. And a clock rolling along for Troy. They're going to want to get another play or two. They're going to have to dash out over the football. Now we're inside 20. They're lined up over it. 3 to the wide side, 1 to the short. Bo takes the snap, helmet high, hands off again to Jackson Hartman, who's stretched out to the far side, and he will be tackled, and that will end the opening half on a no-yardage gain play. The team head for the locker room, and the second half will tell the tale. We'll come back to summarize the opening half for you here in Winchester, Kansas, at intermission. Jeff North and Troy, even at 16.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org. to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Riley Field, in Winchester, Kansas. Good to have you with us here. The two teams have exited the field, and I'm assuming they're going to go to the locker room. Sometimes, you know, the weather's kind of nice and warm. You stay outside, but now that we're in the 30s, I've got 39 degrees here on the thermometer on the wall. So, yeah, they're probably going to take this thing inside. The guys are going to kind of warm up just a little bit and kind of decide what they're going to do with the second half, because it's all going to be decided in the third and fourth quarters as we go in tied at 16. And Troy, what a great job they did coming out of the blocks, right? And just right at possession number one. They took the opening kickoff, drove it downfield, and culminated that possession on a 19-yard run by quarterback Gannon Bowe. Bowe then with a pass to Logan Blevins for the two-point conversion. Troy jumped out on top, 8-0 early in the opening quarter. In the second quarter, well, Troy struck again, going up 16-0 on a 1-yard run by running back Jackson Hartman, and then a 2-point conversion as it was a little hook and ladder play to Seth Judd, who went in around the right side, and the Trojans had sprung on top, 16-0, but not to be denied. Back comes JCN. Ethan Noll going in from 17 yards out, and then took in a 2-point conversion, cutting the lead in half, and with less than a minute to play in the half, Grady Noll to Cameron Seaver, a spectacular fourth down 39-yard TD pass. Grady Noll ran it in himself for two, and we go to the locker room tied at 16. Nice crowd on hand, entertaining ball game, and one that's going to come down, you kind of get the vibe, down to the very last possession here today. Raven football coming up tomorrow on Care Radio. Gus and I are going to be with you from Baldwin City, Benedictine at Liston Stadium, hosted by Baker University, the Care pregame. Coming up at, probably 12:45 or so. Whenever Joseph says it starts, that's when it starts. But about 12:45, our kickoff at 1 o'clock Monday. Well, you know it's a change of seasons, right? Is basketball is about ready to begin, and we're going to start it off Monday night here on Care Radio. It'll be the Benedictine Lady Ravens in Leavenworth at the University of St. Mary. And then Wednesday, next week, we're going to get the guys on, as it'll be Coach Moody and the Benedictine men at home up in the Nolan Gym. They're going to be hosting Haskell. So Cougar coming to town with the Indians. Good to have basketball coming up. As you know, it's that time of year as we are knocking on the door of November. But right now, the matter at hand, high school football, and the game of our current focus, this one here in Winchester. We'll be back to bring you the second half of it. It will be fun. It's halftime. The score, Troy 16, JCN 16. We'll be back with the second half, but right now, we're going to return you to the Care Radio Sports Studios and yet another top-notch halftime with Joseph.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school football as Troy and JCN face off. It promises to be an exciting second quarter as they are currently tied. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens football action for you as the Ravens will be on the road at Baker University. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time, but of course, join us right around 12:45 or 12:40 just to be safe to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show. Then on Monday night, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as we do on Wednesday night as well. Tuesday night, I'll be on my front porch scaring small children as we do on Halloween. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future. All while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a lot of scores to cover. It's Wichita Trinity Knights over the Hiawatha Redhawks currently with a score of Wichita Trinity Knights 44, Redhawks 27. In the Jackson Heights Mission Valley matchup, it's Jackson Heights at 28 points to Mission Valley 6. Holton has got 20 points to Bishop Ward's 7. In the Atchison High Bonner Springs game, and this is a game that is traveling fast, it is currently 56 points for the Phoenix. Bonner Springs are sitting at 6. Onega is leading Valley Falls 43-14. And going a little bit further afield, taking a look at the Wellsville-Perry LeCompton game, it's Wellsville 34, Perry LeCompton 0. Spring Hill is leading Leavenworth 42-7. Pittsburgh has Lansing at a 2-1 advantage, sitting at 14 to Lansing 7. St. Mary's is sitting at 36 points to Riverside 6. Royal Valley's got 16 points to Santa Fe Trails, currently at the half score of 34. And it is Rossville over Riley County, 28-7. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's currently all knotted up at 16 with Troy and JCN tied at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Care Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on the morning show, we love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's careradio@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early as 2 weeks in advance or as late as the night before. Be listening for those birthdays and anniversaries every morning around 6:55 and 7:55 on Care Country 93.7. Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison, or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A freeze warning begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 31. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 45. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 90. And taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 39.8 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 9 miles per hour. The feels-like temperature on the skin is 34 degrees as the relative humidity is relatively high at 67%. The dew point is 30 degrees Fahrenheit tonight, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.28 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz fieldside in just a couple of moments.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on Care 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Hey, two teams have come from the respective locker rooms and out of the field getting warmed up. The second half is on its way. It's a 16-16 ball game, an exciting contest. Glad to have you along with us to enjoy it here on Care Radio. For those of you up at Amelia Earhart Stadium, or just, you know, kind of paying attention to the scores, the excitement is long over because at halftime, the Phoenix lead 56-6. And Coach Smith on his way to a ninth consecutive win for his team. And we will be watching them next week here on Care as we move to the postseason, tonight, of course, being week 9 of the year. Jefferson County North finding themselves trailing in this ball game by a couple of touchdowns. We're able to battle back in the late going of the half and scoring consecutively have tied this thing back up. Our sports schedule includes coming up after this one. Going to be the high school football scoreboard show here on Care Radio. The guys are going to be sharing with you the scores of games around. We're going to be talking about the bracketing and the upcoming matchups for next week. Then tomorrow, Gus and I are going to have a Benedictine football on Care Radio as the Ravens are going to be at Baker, 1 o'clock for the kickoff, at about 12:45 for the pregame show. Monday, Benedictine Women's College basketball from St. Mary's. And then Wednesday, the BC guys from the Nolan hosting Haskell. So it is a busy, busy time as the seasons overlap here in late October. But happy to have you with us here this evening. Other than that, the officials out here, they've had to work really hard tonight. We've seen, you know, quite a number of penalties, just the little kind of ones that I'm sure make coaches just wacky, man. You got the holdings and maybe the offside penalties and motion penalties. So kind of things that you'd think are, you know, perhaps lack of focus, lack of concentration kind of penalties, distraction kind of penalties. And the team that irons all of that out in the second half, probably going to be the team that wins this ball game here this evening, because we're basically, you might as well say, starting over here at a tie game going into the second half. JCN's team now huddling up beneath the north goalpost. Getting the field here, running north and south. We are on the east side looking to the west. Beautiful. Nearly full moon. Got to be full tomorrow night because I saw it coming up just before the game started. So not quite coming up at twilight. So gorgeous moon coming up over the clear sky. And again, the night out here kind of belies what the weatherman has anticipated or is forecasting for tomorrow, which is going to be not only cold, which we have now 38 degrees outside, but the threat of and a big chance of precipitation coming down tomorrow. Don't want to use the S word, but I'm hearing it bantered around quite a bit today. We don't need that. But all said and done, football tomorrow here on Care. We'll be bundled up and enjoying it from the stands at Liston Stadium. Clock rolling along here, about ready to get wild. I tell you what, here at Riley Field, here we are, nearly November. They played a bunch of games on this. This thing looks fantastic. I don't know who's grooming that or who's feeding it or seeding it or watering it or whatever they're doing, but whatever it is, they need to keep doing it because it looks absolutely, absolutely great out here. And this field has held up very, very well. And I'm sure JCN fans are hoping that maybe we're not quite done using this thing yet. That would, I'm sure, be their goal coming into the game here tonight. If you remember way back, you know, maybe like at 7 o'clock when the game was getting underway and the flip of the coin was won by the Chargers, they had elected to defer to the second half, and they're going to put their kick return unit out of the field here right now as both Willie Elias and Connor Kearns are going to retreat to the proximity of the 10-yard line to field the kick. For Troy, putting a toe to the football is going to be senior Christian Etherton, and we're about ready to get underway. Third quarter coming up. We hope you enjoy it. Game tied at 16 here this evening. Here's the advance. Here's the kick. It's bounding at the 35, skips its way down to the 20-yard line where it's going to be picked up. Kearns will take it across to the 30, and he will be down right there. First and 10 Chargers at the 30-yard line. Gosh, you know, it's been a long time since these two teams were conference opponents, but that's going to change now because Troy is going to shift into the NEKL next year. After they were in the DVL with JCN for years ago, and then they kind of went their own way to the TVL and kind of did some things, and now, you know, they always say it all comes full circle, right? Back they come. So it'll probably be very nice, I think, for these two teams. Very similar size schools and not that geographically distant. First play of the second half, and look at that run at the 45, at the 50-40. Down the left side, it goes at the 30. Chase from behind and drugged out of the 10-yard line. Connor Kearns, what a run by Connor Kearns. That is about 62-64-yard run for Connor, and it is a first and 10 for Jefferson County North, and they have come out in the second half explosively, moving the ball down to the just inches from the 10-yard line. It is going to be first and 10, and you could maybe pick up a first down, but it would be tough. Here's a snap straight back to Grady. Puts the head down and powers forward, giving the 7-yard line a pickup of about 3. Chargers coming out looking like a very enthused team here in the third quarter. And getting up early second half momentum is a big, big deal. You don't want to get late in the game as trying to be looking to battle from behind and try to rally the troops late. And the Chargers are trying to establish themselves here early on for Troy. Big, big defensive sequence. It is second down and 7 at the 7. Motion will go over to the left side. Again, Grady's going to keep it. Follows the blocking to the left. Gets it down to the 5 and maybe even to the 4-yard line where it will bring up a third down for Jeff North. Chargers have gone back as they had done early in the game. They've gone back to huddling up again. They huddled up early, and then they went to that rush back up over the football kind of an offense, and now they've gone back to the huddle up once again. They're going to switch around and bring Will Elias out. Got Cameron Seaver. Cameron's going to send his tight end. We've got a double tight end offense on a third down at about 3. So they're going to swing Ethan over to the left side, and Grady's going to keep it himself, dancing to the end zone around the left end. And J.C. in with 2:05 gone in the third quarter, has scored its third consecutive touchdown and taken a 22-16 lead. The Chargers wasted no time. They raced downfield with that first possession of the second half. And now they're looking for the call, and they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Two-point conversions aren't that easy to do, and these teams are 4-for-4 tonight. That's pretty outstanding. Here's Grady up there again with a back on either side of him. Grady Knoll takes a snap. They'll hand off right side, leaning and pushing and following the wave, and into the end zone goes Connor Kearns for the 2, and we've got another timeout. Joseph, at 9:55 to go in the third quarter. Jeff North has his first lead of the game. It's the Chargers 24, Troy 16.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Long for the Chargers to put the first points of the second half on the board, and they have assumed a 24-16 lead over Troy and are getting set to kick this thing away. Trojan return men, as they have been doing here now, settling in around their own 20-yard line. Will Elias will advance and kick it away. It is kind of a side-spinning kick from the 25-yard line that's going to be taken up to the 30, and it stood up and driven back. So Troy will begin its initial possession of the second half, first and 10, just short of its own 30-yard line. Let's call it the 29, shall we? Now for Troy, and now after that last touchdown, an even more important possession. They do not want to see JCN get the momentum and keep the momentum and build on that. They need to come back and immediately respond. Let's see how they go about doing just that. First down, quarterback is back to throw. Looks left, goes left, hits back out of the backfield at the 30, at the 35, and a tackle well out of bounds on the near side, but no penalty marker is going to fly as a catch and run by Jackson Hartman is going to be up very close to, but just short of the first down, making a second down 1. We'll call this at the 39-yard line. For the Trojans, Cannon Bowe, 6 foot, 161-pound junior quarterback, to 6 foot, 3-inch, 204-pound junior, Jackson Hartman, out of the backfield. Now the Trojans take it a little time, getting everybody up to the line of scrimmage. See what they do on a second down short call. Is this the time that you dial something up? Or do you just kind of stay with the game plan? No, they're going to stay with the game plan. Hand it off again to the big running back, and Hartman will have the first down and several to spare, taking it to the 43-yard line. A 4-yard pickup for Jackson Hartman, and a first down of the second half for Troy. So the Trojans moving the football on their first touch here in the third quarter. 9.5 to play in the third. Troy's going to have trips right side. JCN's four down linemen. Now they're going to sneak a linebacker up, and he's going to follow the running back to the right side. Quarterback is going to throw, kicks it over to the edge, across the 45-yard line, and up very close to the midfield mark. It's going to go Logan Blevins, and he'll pick up five or so. Make it six on that first down. Catch and carry. It's going to be a yard short of the midfield mark. Say what, Troy, you got some big guys out there, too. You look out there, and you see Marcus McKittrick. He is only a sophomore. He's a big man out there. Connor Wolf out of the field for Troy. Second down and long four. Back to throw again is going to be Bo. And that one is deflected. He's hit as he lets go of the ball, and it floats. You can hear the moan of the crowd as the defenders are racing over there to see if one of them could get to it, but they could not. Zach Toole getting in the backfield, putting on a little pressure. And for Troy, they're fortunate to be able to come back for a third down call here. Third down and still four. Clock stopping with that incompletion. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. JCN in the ballgame today at 7-1. Troy's going to go very, very wide to the left side with Seth Judd. Seth's been a good receiver for this team all season long. Here's a pass right side. It's going to be a little too tall. Looking for Logan Blevins beyond the first down sticks and in Charger territory, but going to be a bit out of his reach and incomplete. And now for Troy, early third quarter decision time. You try to keep that momentum. You go for it on fourth down just about to midfield. You kick the ball away and try to play that field position game a little bit. The ball at the 49-yard line. And Coach Jasper, now he's done this before. Remember, he tried to draw the defense offside. So he comes back up to the line of scrimmage here. We'll see if they actually go for it on a fourth down and a very long four. They will. Quarterback takes a snap. Deep drop. Goes left. Got a man open. A leaping effort. And he comes down with a catch. What a play by Seth Judd. He went way upstairs, was able to haul that thing in spite of being in the arms of a defender. And Troy will keep the drive alive. That was a high pass by Gannon Bowe, but Seth Judd elevated, went up and was able to catch it. First and 10, Troy moving the ball. We're down now to 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. JCN scoring pretty quickly on their first possession. Troy taking a little more time off the clock. Different style offense. Here's a pass to the left flat, and there's just nowhere for Caden Rosenberger to go as he takes the pass over on the left side, and Braden Williams for Jeff North is there. Gets him wrapped up, puts him on the ground. Loss, actually, of a yard on the play just outside now the 45-yard line. Second and 11 for Troy. Again, Troy across the front with Whistler, Rappert, Robinson, Hegarty, and Masters. All five receivers, all five backs in the pattern. QB's back, and he's throwing deep and going upstairs to make the catch at the 25-yard line is Christian Etherton. In fact, that pass, it was a classically underthrown pass that you see the receiver who's looking back. He sees the ball and where it's at. The defender's still kind of running along with the receiver down the right side. Receiver comes back. Defender keeps running downfield, not quite realizing the ball was short. Receiver comes back, makes the catch, and it's a big first down. Football all the way down to the 25-yard line. 7 minutes to go and counting here in the third quarter. Troy down a touchdown and driving. This time a little wraparound handoff, bouncing outside is going to be Hartman, and he tries to stretch forward, but boy, there's not much there. He bounced a little bit, then tried to turn it up, nowhere to go. The JCN run defense has been so good tonight. Second down, 10. And again, for Troy, taking their full measure of time with every possession. We're going to limit those JCN touches. Three receivers wide side. Bo looks downfield, going to the end zone. A jump ball at the goal line hits the ground. It is incomplete. The wide receiver is looking for a pass interference call, which he will not get as Will Elias was down there with nice coverage for Jeff North. It'll bring up a third and 10. Well, Troy, let's be candid here. Third and 10 doesn't matter much to them. They're in four down territory. They were since before they got to midfield. So they will be going for it no matter what occurs here on the third down call. From just outside the 25-yard line of Jeff North, motion will come to the middle, cut back to the right, back to throw. Bo throws it into the middle and going to go incomplete. And that pass was very high. In fact, 6'3" Jackson Hartman could not quite reach it. Had that pass been better thrown, that was going to get very close to the end zone if it didn't go in. I mean, there was some running space out there. And what I really liked was the lead block because you saw the center, Blake Robinson, he'd already gotten out into the flat and was out in front of Hartman to help try to lead him downfield around that left end. But incomplete, and now for Troy, what is the goal? On fourth down and 11, at the 26-yard line. Hook and ladder, we've seen it already today, and it worked. See if they do it again. Motion will go to the left side, and this time he does not turn around. He stays running left. Quarterback is back, and that's a pass downfield. It's caught at the 15, dancing to the 10. First and goal, Troy. They're going to call it first and 10 at the 11-yard line. What a catch on the downfield run by Christian Etherton. And Troy, again, is able to convert on a fourth down play. With 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, we're midway in the third. Each team has had one possession, and Troy threatening here, deep in Jeff North territory, trailing by a score. Again, they go receivers from sideline to sideline. For Troy, their greatest success has been throwing the football. Gannon Poe up under center. This is the first time he's done this tonight. We have not seen him under center. Here's a pitch behind him to Hartman. Hartman looking to throw. Now he's going to be wrapped up, dropped back at the 12 or 13. Gannon Bowe, for the first time tonight, stepped up under center with Jackson Hartman as a single back in a three-point stance behind him. You don't see a lot of running backs in a three-point stance anymore. It's kind of a lost art. So it'll bring up a second and, we'll make it a second and a dozen or so, something like that, from around the 13-yard line. Again, a first down is possible, but it's going to be inside the one. Quarterback is going to go back to that pistol. Straight back is Bo. Penalty markers down. The pass caught at the 5 going into the end zone, but I'm not sure this one's going to count. The official coming up over that penalty marker down, waving his arms above his head. And there's not a lot of elation on the Troy sideline. You can imagine that's it's going to be a Troy penalty. It is. And Troy will be penalized 5. That is a heartbreaker for Coach Jasper and his team because that was a well-executed play. I mean, it was run nicely, going into the end zone untouched, and it's going to be wiped away. Back out to now the 18-yard line. We'll go to football. And it is going to be 2nd and 17 at the 18. Still just over 5 minutes to play. And the third quarter, this moved pretty quickly. But again, each team has had only a single third quarter possession. We talked earlier, what, teams are going to have 7 or 8 touches of the ball, and that's, you know, if you get a couple of touches a quarter or 1 touch a quarter, you're going to have not very many possessions in a night. Back to throw again. It's Bo. Looks left. Throwing deep. Into the end zone, and it is picked off at the goal line. Falling into the end zone, catching it, and then falling backward for JCN is Cameron Seaver. That pass was just a little underthrown. The receiver was open in the left end of the end zone. But Seaver, with his back to the goal line, gets up, makes the catch, falling into the end zone, and it will be JC in football, bringing it out to the 20-yard line. So the Charger defense bent and bent, but when it got down there near the goal, they were able to hold and take the football back. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chargers have it back, leading it 24-16. And the last guy to come in for JCN from the near sideline is going to be Grady Knoll. Quickly, he'll bring him up over the football. Cameron Seaver's wide to the near side. You go right back to the guy that makes the big play. Instead, they're going to hand it straight up the middle, and boy, there's some tough sledding inside there. There's maybe a yard or so, not much more than that. Kearns will pound into the middle, and great blocking by some of the big guys. You got Grant Furman pushing way downfield. You've got Abraham Knoll in there. JCN brings excellent size to that front. Up front for Troy again, you see Colton Ludke, big guy in the middle for that defensive four. Second down, 8, Jeff North. This time, Grady Knoll will keep it himself, go to the left side, get hit, wrapped up, and brought to the ground. But across the 25-yard line and very close to the 28, Chargers will look at a third down and a pair. Tackle four, the Trojans by the sophomore Colton Ludke. Now, again, you talk about pivotal plays. They're all big plays, but for the Chargers, they would like to reestablish themselves as the offensive threat here and add to their lead. For Troy, they want to stop them right here. Third down and a couple inside the 30. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and the second ever picks up the first down and more. At the 35, at the 40, 50, 40, left side 30, left side 20. Down the left sideline at the 15-yard line and finally knocked down Connor Kearns with another long, long run. That is his second 50-plus yard run tonight. Kearns will take that thing all the way down to just inside. We'll call it the 15-yard line, but the ball's going to be lying on the inside of the 15. And at 3.5 to go in the third quarter, JCN threatens again. Here come the Chargers, looking to take advantage of the long runs. Grady Knoll takes it, hands off, Kearns again, hits the right side this time as it gets into the defensive line. It stood up and driven back. He'll pick up a couple of harder yards, giving the 11-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down, 6 for the Chargers from the 11. And now, Connor, after all that running, he's going to come out for a play. He says, "Coach, I'm fine. You could leave me in there." Coach Sanders is like, "Yeah, let's just take a minute here, okay?" Kind of get a breath. Second down call. Grady Knoll. Look at him follow Ethan to the left side and all the way to the goal line. Does he go in? He does. Touchdown, JCN. Grady Knoll takes a snap. Gets behind Ethan Knoll, and Ethan just blazes a trail to the end zone, and JCN with its fourth consecutive touchdown. They trailed 16-0, now lead 30-16 with a 2-point conversion to come. Here we go. See what the Chargers are going to be up with. They got that same double tight alignment. And Grady again follows Ethan again and goes to the end zone and scores again. And we're taking another break. JCN has taken the momentum with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Chargers 32, Trojans 16.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch is here. Field side at Riley Field. And at Jefferson County North, he's taking a little wind out of the Troy sails. It for the Trojans. Still looking to come up with some kind of a possession here that culminates in some scoring to get themselves back into this game before maybe they get at least too far into the fourth quarter and run out of time. We're at 2:47 to play in the third. Here's the advance, and Elias will kick it away. It'll be taken at the 17. Straight ahead to the 30, and then hit at the 31, and that was the end of the return. What a tackle on the kick coverage, and there will be the Troy Trojans football at their own 31-yard line. Troy with the white jerseys out there, JCN in that dark forest, darker than Kelly Green, more of a forest green, I would say. What is that, like a Marshall green, maybe? I don't know. Well, yeah, Kelly Green, but I mean like Marshall University, like the jerseys they wear, kind of like that. A little darker than a Tulane green, probably. Here we go, first and 10. Just across their own 30-yard line for Troy. Quarterback Gannon Bowe looks right, throws right. It'll be caught coming out of the backfield by Seth Judd. Runs up the right side in front of his team's bench. And Seth will be bumped out of bounds across the 35-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 37 on a 7-yard pickup. Second down for Troy. Clock rolling along now. We're down at 2:20 to play in a quickly moving third quarter. This is only the second possession of the second half for Troy. Possessions at a premium here tonight. Three to the right side and one to the left for Bowe. Single man in the backfield is going to take the pass. Juggles it a minute, but Hartman's able to catch it. And he slows down, trying to turn, and instead is going to come up short of the 40-yard line. Ultimately, he only picked up a yard or so. And when he slowed down in the hopes of making a trajectory change, boy, Calvin Manville was there, wrapped him up, and saw to it that he went nowhere further than that. And it's going to bring up a third down three call. Troy with a football, third down three, down a couple of scores here in the late going of the third quarter. Jackson Hartman is going to step over to the right side now of Gannon Bowe. Hartman, here's a pass right side. It's going to be caught at the 45, picking up a first down to the 50, 45-yard line. And again, going to the air, Gannon Bowe hits Logan Blevins, moving the ball into JCN territory, and a late, late marker at the point of tackle. And I mean really late. The ball is at the 45-yard line of JCN, and I think that thing was out of bounds when that official threw that flag. Now, Jeff Judd is saying he grabbed me with a face mask. Now, I don't know what the official is going to say, but we'll find out here. Unsportsmanlike conduct is going to be the call against Jefferson County North. So, that's a fat penalty. You add that to the end of that run, put 15 on top of that, you're going to take it inside the Charger 30-yard line with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And that is helping Troy, who already picked up a chunk of yard in a short order on that long pass. Well, that's going to really move them deep into Charger territory very quickly. So being efficient with the time, now down at the JCN 29-yard line, Troy stepping up over to football, first and 10. Bowe with the hands on his knees as he talks to his center. They'll jet over to the left side. Quarterback takes a snap, and again, they try that little tunnel screen. It worked earlier, and it's going to work again here as the hands of Seth Judd. He gets inside the 25-yard line. Doesn't get to the first down marker, but takes it down to the 24. And he'll get half of those yardage, second down five. They've run that little screen a handful of times, and it has been successful each time, varying degrees, sometimes 5, 6, 7 yards, and sometimes we're talking double-digit yardage, but every time it has worked for them. And this time the handoff is going to go to the big running back, and he will just power to the right side. Jackson Hartman, close to the first down, just shy of the 20-yard line, so we'll call it a 3rd-and-1 for Troy. They continue to move the ball and continue to march south toward the end zone. JCN looking to host, if they come away with a win here tonight, host a game next weekend. Coach Stank? Yeah. We're going to have to get one more playoff in this quarter, I think. I don't know. Troy's walking over. Both teams are walking over with 15 on the clock. They're going to say, that'll do it. We are taking a break. 3 quarters done in Winchester, Kansas. We'll be back with a fourth. It is Jeff North, 32, Troy, 16.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester. JCN in front, 32-16 over Troy. Stick around here on Care Radio at the conclusion of the ball game for the high school football scoreboard show. So all the teams still playing. Some of them played last night, but all of them still playing this week as we are week 9 of the high school season in Kansas. Here we go. Troy with the football. And they're 3rd-and-1 at the Jeff North 20-yard line. Gannon Bowe will send his receiver in motion. We'll hand off to his big running back. He is hit at the line of scrimmage. Stood up and driven back. I'm not sure he picked it up. It'll be 4th-and-1. I'll tell you what. He went in, but here's the deal. Jackson Hartman, he's a big guy, okay? At 6'3". If you fall forward, you pick up a couple of yards. But I tell you what, to fall forward, you got to have that momentum. You got to be leaning forward into the line. He hit that line standing very upright. And as the defender hit him, they were able to topple him backwards. And that's a little, that was much to it for me, but physics 101 would tell you, you got to be leaning into that line to get that momentum moving forward. 4th-and-1, less than a yard. The ball just at the 20-yard line. Troy deep in JCN territory. Chargers. Got a lot of guys in the box. Quarterback is back to throw, and that one is going to go incomplete. And the JCN defense will hold. I really kind of figured they were going to just run that back into the middle. But Coach Jasper pulling something out of the hat there, but the pass did not get to the receiver. And the Charger offense will come back out with 11 minutes to play. Coming out of the lineup for Jeff North, Eli Weiser's, Coach Snyder's rotating some guys in and out, bringing in plays with that receiver spot. Connor Kearns is going to be on the left side of the quarterback. And Connor will take this little pitch. He will run into the middle, get about the 24-yard line, pick it up about 4. For the Chargers, here's where you're at, okay? Do you want to score? Sure you do. Do you have to score? No, you don't. What you got to do is maintain possession. You know, basically just kind of take it down the field. You don't have to be in any big hurry. You'll take another Connor Kearns 50-plus yard run. I mean, who wouldn't? But you don't, at this point, you don't have to have that. Not like you did at the first quarter when you're finding yourself down in the game. Again, JCN trailing 16-0 early has scored 32 in a row. And here comes Grady again, putting his hand on the shoulder of the lead blocker. Comes up the left side and turns the edge. Goes out of bounds well beyond the first down marker. Kicking it across the 35-yard line. Get him up to the 36. first and 10, Jefferson County North. And you know what he did right there, really good job, is he tried to stay in bounds. I mean, walked it up the field, but then the last minute, the defender was able to bump him out of play. 10-16 to go in the game. Oh, Joseph, I'm watching Mickey's hand. Just so you know, it's not quite straight up yet, but we're got an eye on it. Little inverted offense here. And this time again, Grady. Look at him go at the 40. Grady at the 45, 50. Grady at over the 40. Grady at pulled down from behind and breaks the tackle at the 35, 30. Grady at stutter step to the 20. Down the left side is 10 to 15. Grady at to the 14, 13 yard line. First to 10, JCN. That was a brilliant run. I mean, he did such a job of first he would pull away from a defender. Then somebody would from the defensive secondary get in front of him. He did a little stutter step, a little Eric Dickerson move. Cut back to the outside, took it down the sideline. It is first and 10 of the 13-yard line. JCN moving the football. We're inside 10 minutes to play in the game. Chargers looking for their, what, it would be fifth consecutive touchdown if they can punch one in here. And toward that end, very, very wide to the right side, Cameron Seaver. He's got one-on-one coverage way out on an island by himself out there. But JCN going to the bread and butter. Here's Ethan. Here's the goal line. Here's another Charger touchdown. How about that, Ethan Knoll? You go with what got you there, and the Chargers stretch their lead now 38-16. We're at 9.5 to go in the game. And JCN has just locked this one down with that back-to-back runs, first by Grady to get it down to the other end of the field, and then by Ethan Knoll to punch it in for the score. And for Ethan Knoll, his second TD of the game, he scored the first JCN touchdown, and now he will score that one, and he's just going to go ahead and carry in the two-point conversion also. We're taking a break, Joseph. It's all Chargers with 9.5 to go in the ballgame. Jeff North, 40, Troy 16.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Ethan Knoll scoring his second TD of the game. Grady Knoll with two touchdowns running and a touchdown pass to Cameron Seaver and the Chargers with a 40-16 lead. I was marveling about this a little bit ago, how hard it is to get to two-point conversions. We've got 7 consecutive successful two-point conversions between these two teams tonight. You don't see that often. That's pretty impressive. Chargers are going to be kicking it away from right to left, and there's the boot. Again, it's a low bounding kick and scooped up at the 22-yard line. Back into the middle for Troy. It'll go across the 25-yard line to the 27 in the hands of Christian Etherton, the senior running back. He's kind of been one of those do-it-all guys for Troy all season long. Etherton, that 5'10", 160-pounder. And here comes the Troy offense. 9:25 to go. And now we're going to have a penalty out there, and it will be an unsportsmanlike call. It's going to be assessed against Troy. And so the Trojans will have a little longer field to work with, as this is going to be carried inside the 20, and I think it's going to go all the way back down to the 14-yard line. First and 10. Troy. Wyatt Whistler, Aiden Rather, Blake Robinson, Hayden Hegarty, Devin Masters across the front. Quarterback Gannon Bowe with Seth Judd, Logan Blevins, Christian Etherton, Jackson Hartman. And now we've got a JCN player kind of stretching his legs out just a little bit. And Troy's going to come up to the line of scrimmage. It's a first down at 10. Snap back, wraparound handoff, and hitting the right side of the line, spinning his way forward is going to go Jackson Hartman. He manages to get back up to around the 13-yard line, picking up a few. Yeah, let's make it even the 14, a yard or two, second down and long for the Trojans. Inside 9 minutes to play in the game. AHS going to have a perfect 9-0 season. So congratulations, Coach Smith. 8:45, and Troy's in no hurry at this point. Taking her time. Bow straight back, looks left, throws left. Now it was nearly picked as he's looking over on the left side for Keaton Rosenberger. He's a sophomore receiver, but the coverage is really good. It's going to bring up a third and long now for Troy with about 8.5 to go in the game. But for Troy, I mean, you've got to give them a lot of credit. They have gone for some third and longs, fourth and longs, and have converted so many of them, both tonight. Their passing game has been really good, very opportunistic. I mean, they have made some clutch pass plays, and that has been the big part of the success of this offense, moving the ball and getting that early 2-TD lead, throwing the football. Here we go, though, on the third down and long. Quarterback is going to set up that screen. And again, JCN reads it. And we had a lineman reach. I thought was maybe going to catch that ball. And it's going to be incomplete, which may be, for Troy, the best thing that might have happened right there. And it'll bring up now a fourth down. Not that going to fourth down is a great thing, but a lineman coming up with that ball and getting you penalized back inside the 5-yard line would have been yet worse. So we're going to get a timeout taken. Yeah. We're going to take a break. Troy's going to decide what is going to be their plan. It'll be fourth and long when we return with 8:32 to go in the game. It remains JCN 40, Troy 16.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Two to go. And here's a punt. It is away, it is high, and it is short. Takes a bit of a Troy bounce, but for JCN, field position is going to be outstanding at the 33-yard line. They're going to be at the Troy 33, first and 10. 40-16 is the Charger lead here this evening. .8:21 to go. JCN huddling up right around the 40-yard line, and I would suspect at this point to get that tee picked up. I would suspect at this point that they're going to huddle this up a little bit. They're going to be very deliberate, taking their time, coming up over the ball. And as soon as I say that, somebody will throw a pass downfield. But here's your handoff. Left side, it goes to the 30. Break a tackle, 25. Break a tackle to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! JCN, it's Ethan Knoll. You think they're going to just run into the middle, so that's what they do. But they just go 33 yards on the very first play, and Ethan Knoll's third touchdown of the evening stretches the JCN lead now to 46-16. The only mystery left in this one tonight is, can we go 8 for 8 on 2-point conversions? That's really about the only question that's left in anybody's mind here tonight. 33-yard run by Ethan Noel. Here's a two-point conversion. Snaps a little no. They'll hand off, and yes, the answer is yes, as it's carried in by Connor Kearns. And we're taking another timeout, Joseph, as all Chargers now with 8-12 to go into ball game. Jeff North, 48, Troy, 16.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here, Richard Riley Field. 8-12 to go, huh? Raymond. Why did I say Richard? Raymond. There was a guy who had the bookkeeping system of all bookkeeping systems. Every record, every basketball game, every player, every point, every everything. Like in a spiral notebook, and then he would compile those. It was the most fantastic thing, and the greatest guy ever. Here's a kick away, and the return is going to be across the 45-yard line, and first and 10 for Troy, with 8:09 to go in the game. Field name for Mr. Riley here a handful of years ago. First and 10. Troy will look over to the far side, and Coach Jasper bringing a play in. Do we have a new QB, or who do we have that? Coming to the kids at Cahill? Yeah. We're going to see Nicholas Cahill, a sophomore. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Here's a little wraparound handoff and straight ahead. Nah, there's not much there. Yeah, that's Caston Jasper, the freshman and a quarterback for Troy. Straight ahead run, maybe a yard. Let's give him one. Second down and 9. 7:50 to go. Scoreboard show, high school football scoreboard show coming up tonight. JCN rotating guys into the game. Here's sophomore Trevor Kelly checking into the defensive front. Like to see the young guys getting a chance to get out there. Hey, they work pretty hard, you know. They're at all those practices. So, and by the way, as you see guys like freshman Merrick Knoll out there, with the season JCN has had, the young guys have had some PT this year. You know, they've had some opportunities to come into the game. Now we're going to get Ethan Knoll, who will check out for the balance of the evening. Cohen Novinsky, a sophomore, is going to come into the game. And now we're getting a Troy timeout. Coach Jasper taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do another one. What do you say? We've got 7:09 left in this game. It's Jeff North 48, Troy 16.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison, or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Coming out of the timeout, teams are going to step out over the football. Still 7:09 to go. Multiple substitutions for both teams. I think right now the coaches are just looking out there, making sure they see 11 helmets, you know, just is kind of where you're at right now. Got a lot of changes, a lot of adjustments here. Jasper going to quarterback the club for the Trojans. He's back to throw. Swing zone over to the left side. It's going to be just a little bit high for Jackson Hartman to haul in. It'll go incomplete, bringing up a third down 9. have halftime guests every week. It's Benedictine Games, and tomorrow will be no exception. We'll be talking to some of the players on this Ravens team. And this week we got a good one. Tomorrow we're going to invite you to join us for the halftime interview during the game with Atchison native. And there are a handful of those, by the way, on the Raven roster. Heath Baker's going to be with us tomorrow. He'll be our halftime guest. Looking forward to sharing that conversation with you. I think you'll enjoy that a lot. Third down and 9. And Jasper takes a snap. Little stutter step and pitches it back. And now they're going to lateral over to the left. And then Jasper's wrapped up. And there is a penalty marker at the point of tackle. So Jasper kicks the pass over to Hartman, who kind of laterals it back to Jasper. RB comes over for a tackle, and I didn't see anything untoward by that play at all, but you're going to get a holding call against Troy. So that will be declined, of course. It'll be fourth down for the Trojans. 6:55 to go. And is he, we get time out? No. Okay. Rolling, he says. There we go. 6:50 to go. 48-16. JCN with 48 unanswered points after finding themselves trailing 16-0. That's not an easy thing. You get down a couple of touchdowns early in the game, and a lot of teams, it'll be like a reality check. A lot of teams may not recover from that. They may say, yikes, maybe it's not our night, or maybe this team is really good and, or whatever. And JCN did not do that. They rallied. They just said, wait a minute. And that's what they did. Now we're going to get another timeout taken by Troy. Joseph, one more break, if you'd be so kind. Now it's 6:24 to go in the ballgame. The timeout. Again, you're going to find the Trojans trailing JCN 48-16.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
So JCN drops back to return the punt. And then as it's kicked away by Jackson Hartman, a defender runs into him. I don't know if that he roughed him, if he just ran into him. It's going to be the personal foul, roughing the kicker. So running into would have been 5 yards, which would have not given him a first down, but a roughing will give you a first down. And with 6:15 to go in the ball game, it will be an opportunity for Troy to continue here tonight with that offense. 6:15 left in the game. We're going to get a final in from Amelia Earhart Stadium. The Phoenix were well out in front. By the way, Joseph, I was so paying attention to the game, I failed to remind everybody that this is KAIRFM Horton Atchison. I'm sure he did that because that's just what you do. You kind of handle those things. And here's a pass over to the right side. It caught at the 40-yard line, held on to by the jersey, and finally slowed down and stopped with that reception. It's going to be Sawyer Ashburn, sophomore receiver. Coverage on the near side is going to be Cahill and Manville. Up to the 40-yard line, or make that down to the 40-yard line, is the Trojans get into Charger territory. 5:45 to go. We'll bring up a second down and 3. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Backs on either side of freshman quarterback Kasten Jasper. Jasper with the snap. Looks right, but throws left. And again, he finds his big running back over there, and 3 defenders find him as well. Jackson Hartman just has nowhere to go, no chance to get away. He doesn't go to the ground as they surround him and bear hug him and hold him up and push him backward. The play is stopped It'll bring up now a third down and about six. We go inside 5 minutes to play in the game. Third down, six for Troy. JC in is going to wrap up week nine with an 8-1 record. Troy comes wide over here with Holden Bow. He's a sophomore in at the receiver spot. Motion will go left. There's a little jet sweep. Try to get to the edge, but there's no turning up field for Colt Jensen. Colt's a freshman out there for Troy, and it's going to bring up a fourth down six. They're going to keep things rolling along here, and Troy looks over to the far side of the game. Let's see what kind of play that they have for the freshman quarterback. I mean, it's not like they're going to punt the ball here. They're going to keep this offense out with now inside 4 minutes to play in the game. Got that big, tall receiver out there, though, man, Jackson Hartman. You just look at him, and he's got that throw-the-ball-to-me look, you know, 6'3". Long athletic build, but he stays in the block, and the pass over to the right side is going to be caught. It's a first down inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Goes Sawyer Ashburn. It's a first and 10. And again, even with less than 4 minutes to go in the game, Troy has an ability to throw the ball successfully on fourth down and advance the chains to keep the drive moving. They have been so good at that today. That's clutch performance when you can come up with those big must-have plays, and they've done it time after time. First and 10. Now at the 30-yard line, Troy trips left. Hartman in the backfield will take the handoff. He's hit, and he's spun around. And that is great tackling technique in there by Abraham. No, did you see that? Gets him at the knees, wraps him up with both arms, holds on, and then basically just topples him like you would an old elm out of the backyard and puts him on the ground for no gain, second down 10. As a defensive lineman, if you wrap your arms around both legs of that ball carrier, you can pretty much be sure he's not going to go anywhere. And that's exactly what happened there. 2:45 left. Troy would love to get one score in before this is over. Here's a nice pass. That was well thrown. Left side 30, 20, and there's that score. Touchdown, Troy. How about that? As a pass over into the left flat, thrown by Kasten Jasper, and Troy does get back on the scoreboard. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Yeah, sometimes there's that just drop the mic moment where you say, you know, that's good. We're happy with 8 in a row, but now is where it gets dicey. The 9th 2-point conversion effort of the game. I was already going to include that in my post game. They were all 8 2-point conversions, and it'll be great if it's 9. So here we go. You got Jackson Hartman in the backfield. Quarterback's going to keep it. Cuts back in the middle, and he's not going to get there. It's done. 2-point conversion coming up short. Taking a break, Joseph. 2.5 to go in the game. 48-22, JC in front of Troy.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
With 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game, JC is going to bring his kick return unit out of the field for what promises to be the last possession of the ball game, I suspect. 48-22, Jeff North in front. Troy scoring the first 2 touchdowns of the night and very possibly the final TD of the game. We'll see. And again, it will be Jackson Hartman to kick it away for the Trojans. Here he goes. Kind of a spiral spinning ball. And now it's still laying in the field of play. Jason quickly races up, picks it up, and Will Elias kind of rescues the team a little bit right there. That thing was spinning like a top. And it will be first and 10, Chargers from their own 31-yard line. The wind really never became a big factor, never like howled out here tonight, never had any precipitation. It has gotten cool, and the temperature has continued to fall steadily down to 37 degrees here at the conclusion of the game. First and 10. Chargers, the snap, helmet high, the handoff to the running back, and twisting and turning, and Merrick Knoll carries it up to near the 35-yard line. Merrick will pick up about 3 or 4 on that first down carry. So it will bring up a second down, half dozen. JC, and we got all kinds of scores rolling in from around. And you'll be able to enjoy all of those and kind of get the updates on how the games have gone tonight, what matchups are going to be as postseason kind of moves forward. Here's a handoff into the right side for the Chargers to Eli Weiser. I didn't really ever see Eli carrying the ball much. I used to see him out there as a receiver spot, but lining up there at the backfield, taking a handoff and going into the middle of the line with 90 seconds left in the game. Will Elias running the ball club now as Coach Jeff Schneider's got his starters, many of them, most of them, over here on the near sideline, cheering on their younger teammates. Will's waiting for him to start counting it down. See, that's good coaching. That's good time management. Here's a little wraparound handoff. Merrick will go left. Merrick, in our game last week, I compared Merrick to a player that Gus did not know who Robert Newhouse was. Did it? You guys remember Robert Newhouse, right? No. Never mind. You get to a point, you know, when you're so old and you remember these old guys that you think everybody knows them. But he was a big deal in the early 70s, just so you know. You know. It says first and 10 for JCN. And they're going to go to the diamond formation and wrap this thing up here with a couple of snaps. First one is back, and he'll take a knee, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Winchester, Kansas. Jefferson County North, 48. Troy, 22, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, where tonight JCN had to come from behind to win this one, finding themselves trailing early in the ballgame, 16-0, but bounced back, taking a 48-22 win. And very kind of you, Brian, to be sharing the stats with me, because the numbers are just phenomenal. I was asking you, Connor Kearns, I know he had a big night, because I know he had those two fantastic long runs, but Connor Kearns, 10 rushes for 203 yards on the ground tonight. Grady Knoll, 18 carries for 139 and 2 touchdowns. But Ethan Knoll, 7 rushes, 80 yards, 3 touchdowns tonight. So JCN ends the 9-game season at 8-1. And Troy, another great year as well. And welcome, Troy, next year to the NEKL. Tomorrow, here's what's up. Benedictine football on KARE. Pregame at about 12:45. Kickoff at 1 o'clock from Liston Stadium in Baldwin City, Kansas. Benedictine at Baker. Monday, the Lady Ravens will be on KARE Radio. We'll be in Leavenworth with them at St. Mary's. Wednesday, BC Guys in the Nolan Gym hosting Haskell. And, of course, stick around. Coming up right after this, it's a high school football scoreboard show on KARE Radio. Again, a final score tonight. Chargers 48, Trojans 22. Until we reach you next time, for Joseph, he's our man in the KARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on KARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.